Hello, Internet and Zombie Loving World. This is the Bowl of Talk, the Walking Dead edition. I am your host, Tarnell Mims. You can reach me in the tweets and the Instagram at the Bowl of Tarnell. I have two co-hosts with me today. I have Sev, the Bowl of Sev, on the tweets and the Instagram.
I am the Sev.
Jesus fucking Christ. I have Sammy, the Bowl of Sammy, on the tweets.
Hey, what's going on? Glad to be back.
All right, here we are. Back for episode 10.
Ooh.
Omega.
Yes. Omega.
Oh.
Not to be, yeah, because you last, because, you know, you ain't Alpha. You last. You Omega. Wait, what? I don't know.
All right, I'm cutting his mic off.
Oh, shit.
Man, that was a great episode.
Yeah.
Omega Supreme.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a great Transformer. Fucking huge. Anyways. Yeah. All right, so this episode was really about backstory. And abuse.
Yeah. A lot of backstory.
A lot of abuse.
A lot of abuse.
We had Lydia, which is the captive of the Lydia was the captive of she's captive of the people of the Hilltop community, and she's their captive, but she's part of the Whisperers.
Sorry. some background.
She's part of the Whisperers. And they're trying to get information out of her, but nothing seems to stick. It all sounds like bullshit. Henry's really into her and believing her. Thinks she's good. Her people are bad,
but she's good.
And it's like, no, Henry, you are who you hang with. Law of association. Mm-hmm. Fuck that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that bitch.
Whoa.
Wow. I thought I was bad.
If you can do it, I can do it too. All
right. Anything you could do, I could do better.
That's right. I can do anything better than you. Yes, yeah, I can. All right. Now we're getting to a musical today. All right.
Wow.
So, so anyways. So she kept telling the story about her mom and her dad, and it kept changing. Either because she didn't remember it right, or I wouldn't know if she was doing that thing where she was like being like the Joker in Batman Begins, where he's like, "You wouldn't know how I got these scars."
Right.
You
know. Yeah.
Well, it was a little bit of like the unreliable narrator kind of thing, where it's like you can't fully trust the source of
information.
Yeah.
But I like the way they portrayed it too, like because we were already able to catch it. And,
yeah.
And there was times
because we watched it right before. We're recording this right now. And for you guys, it was the first time. But for me, it was the second time watching it.
Right.
And you guys were griping on things. And I was like, well, I know what you're... I know where you're going, but I've already been there. Yeah. And I know where this is leading. And all this nonsense will kind of make sense in the end.
Yeah. And it did. I like the way they actually did it. Pick out all of the inconsistencies of her story and stuff, and it's hard to put mental instabilities into camera view.
Right. You said you guys were like
you have to do the fight. You almost have to do the Fight Club thing.
Right.
Where you've got to film it one way and then film it again. And realize no. This is what they tried. You thought would happen, but here's what really went down.
Right.
Oh shit.
Well,
oh,
like you guys said, we see the guy, the father, like snap on the girl and like grab the scissors and start trimming his beard because he's like, fuck this, fuck this beard.
And then we see him in another clip, and he's clean shaven.
Right.
Right,
and we're like, but then we come back, and then he's got the beard again.
He's got the beard again,
and it's like what? Like,
wait,
how much time has gone by? Like, what's going on?
But not only did we see that, like he had his beard again, but then it was mom that was bald,
right? Because that's the way it actually was.
Yeah,
he never actually trimmed his beard.
No,
like all the times the dad was being a dick, the roles were actually reversed.
It was
the mom. Saying all that nasty shit.
Right.
She was the one that's like, the world's over. I'm going to do whatever I want. And she started cutting off her hair.
Right.
And that's why she was bald later.
And that's... as soon as I started... I was paying attention to the actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
That which we later found out is Alpha. And I wasn't seeing it, like, when she had the long hair. Like, I thought she looked familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out, like, I even told you, I was like, holy shit, it's that same actress that was in Minority Report, which we later found out it was Samantha Morton.
I didn't pick that up at all.
Not at all.
And even when you're really? Like, you when guys, you saw her without the hair, you were like, oh, that's the girl from Minority Report. And I'm like, you're just saying that because she has no hair.
Right. But it was her.
But it was, yeah.
16 years, no, 13 years, no, 17 years departed.
Math.
That's the math is hard. That's the shitty thing with me is that I am super horrible with, like, names and or other specificities. But faces, I'm good.
I'm decent with face. Normally I pick up, I'm surprised I didn't pick that up because normally I pick that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
You're surprisingly a hell of a lot better with that shit than I am.
You know,
you're fucking than any of us, really.
You know, when you mentioned it, I was like,
you actually said kinda, I was being racist.
Yeah, but, I did. Yeah, I did. No, but like in my head, I was like, it kind of looks like, but I was like, no, I'm just like, I'm projecting that in my memory because they're both bald chicks. Like, that's what I was thinking in my head,
right.
Is that they don't look the same. I'm just making that association.
But no,
it was actually true.
Yeah, yeah, and the reason why I picked up on it is just because once I was starting to realize that, oh no, it's actually mom that's the psycho, she's the crazy one, she was just exhibiting some of the same facial expressions that in Minority Report.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
And so I picked up on that because in Minority Report, she was out of tune with reality, right? Because she was able to see into the future and whatnot. And so she was just kind of off the wall, and she did a great job. And so when I saw her on this one, I was like, holy fuck, it's her. Like, wow. I haven't seen her in any other movie or any other.
I mean, I think I'm pretty sure she's been in shit.
I'm sure she has, but I just haven't seen any of it.
Mm.
Let me, well, keep on discussing this. Cause I, okay. Yeah.
So going back to like the whole, unreliable narrator where it's like nothing we were actually watching in these flashbacks. Well, maybe not nothing, but like a lot of it was skewed and misinformation.
Yeah.
But like you guys had a big problem with her killing that one guy, like by choking him or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because you're like, he's not putting up more of a fight and whatever. And,
makes sense. It really does make sense.
Because like, it's like, this is her little 7-year-old memories that have been jaded over and over by her mom retelling her lies of how it went down.
Right.
And so it's like all the things you're seeing are kind of stuff that happened,
but not the way that
you're seeing.
So it doesn't even matter because that's not true at all anyway.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to try to raise a stink about it, like when we were going to podcast about it,
but, right? Because I'm like, there's no way she didn't keep and I knew pressure
because you were saying it's like
I was super heated.
This doesn't make sense. I'm like, it's okay. You're gonna bring it up, and I'm gonna be like, it's because none of that really was really
no,
there.
You already
said because even if nothing happened,
you at least want to portray to like make it seem like it was real, and even just not from that from her standpoint, being unreliable information,
but it's also
just to twist the audience more. It's like, okay.
But I think they did twist the audience pretty good. Like, they twisted me pretty good. And allowing me to think that that's what actually happened, but that's what she actually saw. That's what she was.
Right. As her little child eyes.
Yeah. Because, again, we got to remember that this is, what, 3-4 years into the past? It's maybe even more.
No, it's more because this is the outbreak. We just jumped 6 years into the future.
7.5, technically.
After a year and a half jump.
Right.
Mm. And we've been in the apocalypse for a couple years before that.
Yeah, so this is so damn it's like near, we're like, it's damn near a decade. So
yeah,
like
we're almost 10 years into the apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, 7-year-old where she's like 16, 17 now.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can see that, especially when you're like, you're in that environment where you've got a manipulative / abusive person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fuck with everything you know.
Who's been portraying themselves as the good guy and, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, she believes it. You know, she's like, oh, my dad died because he was weak. And, you know,
completely he, sold
and,
on it.
You know,
just, oh,
okay. Daryl finds all those like fucking beating marks on her arm.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, oh, so like, this is like, well, yeah, I'm not soft, you know.
Right.
Like, this is good, you know.
All right, so let's... I am so sick of that narrative in this series, in both series.
Which narrative?
Here we go.
Oh, that's a heavy sigh.
This whole... the world... Oh, being weak versus being strong...
Oh.
I thought
you were going to delve into something else.
No, hold on.
Well, okay.
There was weak versus strong, or you got to be... No, we do this, and it's like, oh, well, your way can't work. Even though it's sitting there, it's fucking working. The only reason why it's not working is because you purposely sabotage it. It's like this weird self-fulfilling prophecy that you have to make it happen. That shit could work with anybody. People can rebuild communities. You guys are pretending to... Like, you're... The whole...
Well,
this is it. This is shit. It's over. It's like, yeah, when you go down the path that you guys all go down, like, yeah, it's going to be that way, but not.
Well, but you
it's
know,
it's not going to be. That's not like the two sides in this are we can make the world. We can make the best out of this world. The other side is fuck this world. It's all shit. And all those of you that are working and actually trying and believe that it can work, that are making it work. I'm going to tear your shit down just on principle to prove that my side is right.
It's not necessarily that
it is.
With this group. I believe with this group, it's like she said, it's not like, you know, fuck you, come to my way of thinking. It's like, no, you're stupid. That's not going to work. Like, you're trying to build up the land of the living again. That's gone. It's the land. Right, land belongs to the dead.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to bring it down. It's just going to come down.
Right.
I'm just going with it.
Right.
Like, live with the, like, you know, their whole warped mentality is we live with the dead because the world belongs to the dead now. So it's like, we just,
right.
We go with it.
But like, what did Lydia say? Places like this don't last.
Right.
My mom said that. So why wouldn't it last?
Because they don't. It's like one of those things where it's like, if that thing has happened to you, it jades your perspective. You know, where it's like, somebody cheated on me in the past. Everyone's a cheater. You know, that becomes your new worldview.
Right. But here's the thing is, you see this place thriving. And after you find out it's been thriving for years...
She changes her tune.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is everyone gets into this whole, oh, it can't work, can't work. No, it can work.
Right.
You just can't be in, this isn't going to work. Because every time these things fall is because the people who say they can't work purposely make, they go to deliberately make sure they do not last.
I don't say that it's because they go out of their way to make sure that it doesn't last. I just think they don't make the proper, proper.
I'm talking about the adversaries that say that they always come up with, this is the way the world is now, and you know your way can't work. They make sure that these places fall. On this show and Fear the Walking Dead.
We had that on Fear, and that was annoying as fuck.
Yeah, it's like you're going out of your way to do it, so it's...
I think that was more prevalent there.
It was there, but it's...
And I don't think same thing exactly. But,
it legitimately pisses me the fuck off seeing that. Like, as soon as she was talking about the way where it can be, I'm like, can you just fucking put an arrow through this bitch's head now? Like, I'm fucking done.
Like,
just start sniping people. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are we doing this?
Since we're talking about those kinds of... themes, really, not those kinds of themes, but just themes in general. I am sick and tired of, my friends are out there. I gotta go fucking save them.
Yeah. We're
contrary to what we already know as the audience, and they still go ahead and fucking do it. Like, it irks the fuck out of me, and that happened in this episode.
Well,
right. Luckily, luckily we lost nobody, but
you know what? Okay. I'm mostly with you, and I get it. But it's like, I do also understand the, like,
maybe that
my friend is out there. Let's go together. Let's go find them.
But you went out at night when you had no plan, and you know
exactly. What, yeah. And you know what you're doing. And they with. Even but, mentioned it. Like, but, hey, we're going to go out there. We're going to go find them. Yeah, let's go back. Let's regroup while we have a plan. Why didn't you have a plan to begin with?
Fuck. I get it. But they went out because they're like, no, we have to do this for our friend. Our friend. You know, I get it. You get wrapped up in the emotions and the grief and the loss, and you're like fighting it. But then you get out there, you realize this is stupid. You know, you have that, like, it's in your face. Like, this is a stupid idea. Like, we almost got picked off by this random stray walker because it's so goddamn dark, you know? Like,
Right.
And it's
right.
Like, okay, we're dumb. Let's go back. Like, yes. And the stupid part is like, no, I want to stay out here. Okay, then we'll split up. Like, no. You go as a group.
It still irks the fuck out of me because, again,
why is this being written into the show?
Why? We already know. Hold on.
Yeah.
We already know that they're already in the apocalypse now, fucking 7+ years. Why are we doing these fucking rookie-ass mistakes that we know would have been prevalent within the first couple of years?
Right.
And they've survived this long by avoiding this shit, but yet they're still doing it.
Right.
Okay, Sammy, let me ask you something.
This is like a season 3, season 2 mistake.
Sammy.
Not season 9.
Sammy.
Yes.
If I was missing out in the apocalypse, would you come find me?
Bye, nigga. No.
Oh, oh, that was quick. Holy shit.
I guess that answers your question. Well,
never mind. It was a great episode, you guys. Till next week. Shit.
That's good bait out there. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. But, Fan, you ain't gonna have me here at midnight looking nuts, about to get bit because you lost. I'll check for you at dawn.
Who are you trying to kill, motherfucker?
Ah, damn. But anyway, so like,
I'm not here fucking looking nuts and fucking the dead of night. It's like me, Sammy, and my son. We don't know what the fuck to do. We got no communications.
Hold on. We got to go find Sev? What the fuck? Nah, motherfucker. You better survive. You already know the goddamn rules. We'll come at you in the fucking morning when we can see.
Yeah, you just stab your way to freedom.
Remember, stabby. Brain.
It's like, what? Go find Sev? Nah, he's capable.
Yeah.
I'm faithing him. I believe in him.
You literally just
he can do it.
You literally just pretend it's the purge for like, and when it comes to nighttime. Yeah, I'm not going out there. Anything's gonna kill me and get away with it. So fuck it. No, nope.
We're completely safe here.
Yeah.
No, but for me, I get them going out as a group. You know, the ride or die mentality of like leave no man behind, and then realizing how stupid that was. And going back, then the stupid part for me was when it's like somebody throws a fit and is like, no, he found me when we got separated. I'm not leaving him.
Yeah,
it's
this is a much
different... Nah, bitch, we're going back. That's where you just drag him back. Right. Just say, nah, you're right. You two deaf motherfuckers, stay out here by yourself. You can't hear shit, but I'm sure you'll be fine in the fucking dark.
Right, because...
God.
That's my thing. I'm like, listen, this is a much different situation than where you're at now. Now you've got people that are actively hunting you that are disguising themselves as the dead.
Yeah.
And then you've got the actual dead.
Right.
And you know that this is happening.
Which you can't hear coming up on you.
Right.
And it's dark as fuck, so you can't see him either.
Right.
This is the worst. Don't leave the deaf people alone in the dark.
Yeah, it was all the way stupid. So all the way stupid.
You're absolutely right. I get the whole ride or die mentality. I get it.
But then you abandon the ride or die by saying, okay, we'll split up.
Which is even more dumb.
Why was this
written into the show? I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand, like I said,
I understand the whole ride or die mentality, but that's still dumb. But I get it. But you're still running on impulse. And we've already learned that lesson already throughout these past seasons of the show that shit doesn't work. And it only works when you have that ride or die mentality, but you have a plan. They didn't even have a plan. And then they got even dumber. But yes, yeah, we're gonna stay out here. Okay, yeah. We'll head on back. Yeah. You guys are good. Like, fuck my life. Are you serious?
Yeah, that was all the way dumb. That was all the way dumb.
So that tuned me out for a little bit, but I got back into it.
And then it's also one of those weird things where it's like the dead of night, and they're like, "No, we need to go back." And then the ones that left early, it's daytime. Like, it's right. Like fucking noon, and they're walking back in and like, oh.
You're like, how fucking far did you go?
It's like, yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm.
This is like one of those things where I'm like.
So then you knew traveling was even so. You,
yeah. Well, this is one of the things where it takes me out of it because I'm like, it's a TV show, and they ran out of like. Nighttime and they had to shoot this scene in the day, or the timelines make no fucking sense. I don't know which I want to choose.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah. But it's like it makes no sense that it's the broad daylight and they're coming home, and then right behind them are their friends. Like, you know, like
holy shit. Okay, so yeah. You guys just not that far behind,
right?
So and, they but, quickly came to their. So yeah, so you came to your senses that, well, no, that this is stupid.
I mean, it was revealed that like. Tara was like, no, we had you followed and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so it's like those other guys, I guess, rounded him up and brought him home.
No, but what I'm saying is like you got that close and you didn't talk to each other like when you got that close walking together to the same place that you're going to.
Right. When you rounded up those fools, you didn't reveal yourselves to the other ones that were like, we're going back and be like, hey, we rounded up your friends because they're stupid.
Yeah.
And deaf. And... So, like, let's just all travel as one group because that's fucking safer.
Right. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then why did it leave the deafest of the deaf straggling behind?
Yeah. That was also weird.
All right, Gimp.
I thought I was going to be rude by saying something, but nah, you guys got me.
Yeah, no.
No, you walked 20 feet behind us.
Right.
Stay back there. Like, stay back.
What was that? Unescorted. Don't get close. We're escorting the other one.
Hey, ears, stay back. I'm a sign language. Ears, stay back. You cannot walk with us.
She's more stealthy.
We have a reputation.
Why was she that far back by herself? That made no sense.
Because she's more stealthy.
No.
Get back. Hey, don't look at me. Get back there.
But it's also like, you know, her and the other was like, I'm going to stay with my sister. Oh, but now that we're walking back, I'm going to. Fucking keep my distance.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off, sister. I'm walking back here.
You got, like I said, you got me out here in the dead of night looking fucking nuts while you're crying about going to go save Luke. No, I'm not walking back with you.
That was weird. So, I don't know.
Hopefully, she doesn't get too caught up being in the stalks, in the corn stalks there.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, well, why isn't she just running and catching up with them? But I was like, I guess she's too far behind.
She couldn't hear them. Yeah. Like, yelling at her.
Well, and again, it was also kind of like, yeah, you can't just sprint to the gate against these. If you think they're walkers, they're slow.
Right.
And they're not walkers, but they're still just walking, you know, whatever. It's like one of those things that it's like deliberate tension that they created, you know?
Yes.
Oh, so anyway.
All right. Well. You know, amidst of all that shit, we kind of like the whole interaction and or the epiphany that Lydia ended up having, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, but Henry, Henry, motherfucker, you have the track record for this. Learn your lesson. You opened up the gate on the saviors, and they all got the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're opening the gate on this way. You didn't learn your lesson?
Well,
you didn't learn your lesson?
Well, no, because you didn't for the
saviors. You didn't learn your lesson!
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That, like,
of course he didn't, because now there's Tang involved.
Oh.
That's, you, Different lesson to learn. That's what I was trying to say.
Different lesson.
One he did for revenge. This one he did for the punani. Like, yeah. Oh, wow. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah. This one, Poontang was involved. So, listen, you know, when the girl's involved, we get stupid.
Oh, he ate a worm.
We get stupid.
We get stupid.
Yeah, we get stupid. He believes she's good. He let her out. He ate a worm. I mean,
remember, married 17 years. For some reason, I still think that it's gonna get better. I don't know. I'm waiting.
How many?
I'm gonna wait another year and see what happens.
Sammy,
what's up?
How many worms have you eaten?
None.
Metaphorically and literally.
Metaphorically,
none. You're telling me none.
Worms? Like literally? Nah.
Okay, I said metaphorically.
Metaphorically,
and
tons.
Oh, yeah. 57 this past year.
But I found it interesting that she was gonna fuck him up with the hammer.
I lost count.
Yeah. But yeah,
all the metaphorical worms.
He's naive, young in the game, super trusting, super dumb. Yeah. She was about to fuck him up with that hammer.
How about this? Yeah. How about this?
And then
too many to remember or count, but neither one regret.
I'm sure babe, that's for you. At least one.
Love you.
Yeah.
She's not listening to this podcast.
She will. Maybe, not this one. Eventually. No. I don't know.
She doesn't even watch Walking Dead.
I know.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's move back. So,
but she loves me, so she'll listen to this. Maybe.
No, she won't.
Someday. Remember, 17 years. That's okay. I accept it.
Oh, it's okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's already implied.
I don't know why. Every time I hear that, I just think I go to the old John Witherspoon scene from Boomerang. Like, oh, you pussy. No, you gotta reverse it. You gotta whoop that pussy. Bam, 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 bam. I know that was.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Sorry. Wow.
Yeah.
Boomerang?
Yeah.
No, damn. That 1992.
Remember he had the reversible, the jacket, and he had the reversible, like, the matching. Yeah, cool. Coordinate.
Good God.
Anyways. What was I? Oh, yeah. So, anyways, she was about to fuck him up with that hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the baby just made it.
But out of pure.
It first started with, like, you know, like, how long is this place? And he's like, 6 years. And she's like,
shit.
6 years? Like,
surprise.
That's not. What?
Now she hears the baby cry.
There's doubt. And then the baby, she just walks out with the baby all just willy nilly, like, it's like, what?
Put Mom me, lied to me.
Put me in the cell.
Yeah, and she's like, no. You guys have doctors and babies and
6 years? Like,
and 6 years? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to eat worms.
You grow your own worms? You have a worm garden. It's like, no, it's a tomato garden, you stupid bitch.
Right. There's fruits and vegetables
we eat the vegetables, not the worms.
Like, I don't know. Okay, I thought he was going to mention that too. Like, you know you don't have to eat the worms, right? Like, if you go over 2 inches, the fruit that we've been growing is right there.
It's like right there. Like, literally. Right, do you not know what a
pull the carrot out. Plant looks like? Yeah. Pull the carrot out. It's right there. Just right to the right. To the right. 2 inches. 2 inches. No. Put the worm down. 2 inches.
No.
To the right.
No. Hey.
That
pull, three more feet.
Pull the carrot out before I pull my carrot out.
God damn it. You beat me too. I was like, no, move 3 feet.
It was right there. It was right.
Pull the zipper down. Yeah. Pull that carrot out.
Oh. Oh, here you go.
Yeah. Ah. What happened?
Oh, anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
Had to be said.
But yeah, she was about to fuck him up. And I was like, oh, this is about to be bad. And then all of a sudden, she's like, her mind just said, no. Lock him back up.
Surprisingly.
Right. And then she just gave up all the secrets. It's like, no, this is, fuck, man, my whole life was a lie. Holy shit.
Right.
Oh, my God. Because
according to her mom, there was no way that was possible.
Right.
And that goes back to what I said earlier, is the whole mindset is that I'm doing what I'm doing because what you're doing is not possible.
Right.
And that's their whole premise. And it's like.
But to this group's credit. they were in that thing that fell, and they probably adopted this fucking whisper shit right after.
Yeah.
And it's been working for them for 6 years.
But and on top of that, they've never tried anything else. So it's not to say that they've tried and then they made it fail.
Well, they tried in the beginning.
But you've heard what the whispers have said at this point, like, you don't belong here, or their whole thing is to die. Like, here's the thing. No group, for whatever reason, comes up on another group and thinks, oh, that's what they're doing. Huh. All right. Well, what's our plan? Like, every time the group comes up on another group, one of the groups is like, fuck this other group.
They've probably seen other things fall. From the point of view of like a walker herd, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's all they've seen. And she said, when we meet other groups, if they're like, you know, like big, we just try to avoid them, you know, like, so they, for their credit, avoid confrontation if possible.
And they have, from what it seems.
Yeah.
Especially from any experience that we've already seen with them. But
they
also take whatever also they can.
Will not hesitate to kill people,
right? Especially if it's just like a weak camp. They already know. Like, look, you guys are fucking weak right now.
Well, and that's what she said before. She was like, you know, when you meet other people, you kill them. Like, that's what you do. You know, it's like that. That's what happens out there. It's like kill or be killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so fuck it, kill him. You know,
that is complete survivor mode to the most extreme.
Yeah,
yeah, which is something else that we have not been exposed to in this. The universe only thing at all, you know,
that makes now, me curious about that is how do you build up your numbers if that's your attitude? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like how do you come to be? How do you come to have this army that you have?
It's not sustainable.
Right.
You have to believe in people at some point. You got to be like, all right, yeah.
If you're not taking in any new people.
Like, you're looking at this saying, oh, that can't work. But it's like, no, it can work. And you know it has to work. Otherwise, you wouldn't you couldn't grow your numbers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out more about these fucks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we know little about them.
Right. But I will say this. You know, their choice in actress and portraying Alpha is awesome, I think. Yeah. I mean, I can only relate to her previous acting stuff from mm-hmm. what I've seen. Granted, that may be limited to me because of what I've only been exposed to. Was just Minority Report, and even then it was very convincing. So here it's just wow.
Well,
I like it.
We'll see. I mean, I've seen very little of her to make too much of a judgment, but it is an interesting character because it's like she's the alpha, but she's this small woman. You know what I mean?
She's not very physically imposing.
But she will impose her will on you. And I feel like that's how she leads and that's how she's kind of this monster, you know?
We'll see. I think there's more to it. Maybe some kind of split personality that
I don't think there's a split personality. Yeah. I just think there's something about her that gets people to like, all right, I'm just not going to fuck with her and whatever she says.
Well, yeah.
Well, the reason why I say split personality is we got to remember, like, how was she before? And what made her change now?
But we still haven't seen...
She was always a bitch.
Right, right.
Was she always a bitch?
Yeah.
We haven't seen anything that's shown us otherwise, because
all those sweet moments you saw in the flashbacks...
Was the dad.
Was actually the dad.
Right, from the flashbacks only, but we don't know before those kinds of flashbacks.
She's probably a bitch.
Yeah. Well, okay, I guess we should just surmise that, right? But... I don't know.
Or maybe, you know, this was always lurking inside.
Maybe the apocalypse is what broke her. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think what broke her. I think it's what released her. What was inside.
Yeah, there you go.
What freed her natural monster.
Tomato, tomato, because I think we're on the same page.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're definitely on the same page. I'm just using different terminology.
Oh, okay.
Because right. I'm saying break, because for us, that's normal.
Yeah, and you guys are saying the same thing with different words.
Exactly, sure, thing, just sure, different sure. words.
You're
yeah,
taking
yeah,
different
yeah.
roles
yeah.
to the same
yeah,
organization.
Yeah. That's why I said tomato, tomato. We're on the same page.
Agree to agree.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's the smartest thing you said ever. If only his intros were just as smart and intriguing.
Right?
So anyway.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah.
What else happened this episode?
We got to that.
It was really just recaps.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking of major hits. And then
we hit the end, and you saw like kind of the trailer for the next episode. Like it ends with I am Alpha.
I want my daughter.
Mm-hmm. And
I want my mija.
We see in the trailer for the next week that they have Alden and Luke prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like at knife point. And like Daryl's out there negotiating. And she's like, I want my daughter. And Daryl's like, nope. And she's like, wrong answer.
Right.
Do you think someone dies right then and there?
Yes.
Do you think it's like a governor moment? Like, you remember the governor when he was outside the prison with Herschel?
Yeah. And we didn't see it coming and it just happened.
And he's just like, he just starts chopping at Herschel's neck.
Well, I would say maybe. And if we do, it's going to be Alden.
Yeah.
You think it's Alden?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to know why?
If it
honestly,
to break
Enid?
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly, I hope it's Alden. I'd rather lose Alden than Luke.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why?
For sure.
Luke's a new, interesting character.
Right.
Alden was a savior, and, like, he's all right, but whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that puto? Really?
No, I don't wish him death. I'm just picking favorites between the two.
Right.
I hope they both survive.
Right. I hope they both survive.
Right.
If I have to choose.
Right.
That's Alden, pretty much what it is.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Basic
for me,
basic savior douche.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a douche.
He was actually the
only cool savior, but like that's the only thing he has going for his personality.
Yeah.
If I had to choose, I guess Alden, but then at the same time, I like Luke, but new character. Do I really want to invest time?
Well, we'll see.
Hmm?
And then that also frees up Enid, and now we have a love triangle between Enid and Lydia and
Henry. Yeah, there you go.
Mm.
Yeah, that relationship's weird anyway, so
that wouldn't happen. Yeah.
All right. Settled. Kill all them. All right.
Kill them both.
Yeah.
Because, and the way and they put it in the trailer where she was all wrong answer and it just went to black and just put the words wrong answer on the screen. Like, right. this is a big defining moment.
Yeah, maybe. Because she's got to establish herself as a big bad. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta.
Someone might have to die.
Gotta bash out Glenn's eye.
Yep.
Or something.
Ooh, look at her. She is a thirsty bat. All right.
Every single time you say something.
Thirsty bat.
Yeah.
She's a vampire bat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Your eyes all covered.
So is that going to be the whole thing? Is that Lydia is not going to want to go back to her mom?
We'll see if she does or doesn't. That's
because interesting. That's another thing. It's like we were talking about this. It's like, would you give Lydia back? That was the thing on Talking Dead. They had a poll and it was overwhelmingly no, don't give her back.
But this is a different time. You don't necessarily have like the cops and CPS backing you up.
No shit.
Right? So it's like you've got this crazy person saying, Give me back my son. And it's just like
I'd probably be like, yeah, sure. Give my people back, and I'll get your daughter back.
Yeah.
Like, I got her right
here. It's like, okay, two for one.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't understand. Because
how can I pass up a deal like that?
Once we've got Alden and Luke back, I'm opening fire. Y'all,
that's true.
Y'all, you either going to die or numbers are going to be decimated. No. What? Fam, you're all going to fucking die. You're right here without guns. You're going to fucking die. Like, it's just...
have a quick moment with Lydia. Like, hey, Lydia, do you want to go back to your mom? She's like, no, fuck her. She's crazy.
We're going to give the signal, you mind, you fucking duck.
Do you mind if we put an arrow in her face?
Right.
No, no, you don't mind? Cool. Okay, we're going to give you back and then just duck. Right. We're going to put arrows in all of them. Duck. And we're going to get our people back and then you can just come back in. Right. All right, deal? Deal. Great. Great.
Yeah, fucking deal.
So glad I'm running the apocalypse.
Oh man.
All right, yeah. So that's this episode. That was all this episode. All right. So we will see you guys again, you know, for next episode, for episode 11.
Ooh.
And we'll see how this actually all plays out according to our predictions. We just said right now.
Goodbye, Alden.
What?
Peace. All right.
It's good knowing you.
Right? All right. So for Seven Sammy, I am Turnell. This has been a Bowl of Talk, The Walking Dead edition. We will see you guys next time. Peace.
Stop my noises.